Thank you. Second verse, through Christ on the cross, peace was made. Instead of mine, please sing made. Okay, somebody really messed up when they were doing this hymn book, and they probably pressed spell checker, and mine was a word, but it sure doesn't belong there because it doesn't rhyme. So let's do it. Through Christ on the cross, peace was made. My debt by his death was all paid. No other foundation is laid for peace, the gift of God's love. Is sweet peace, wonderful gift from above. Oh, wonderful, wonderful peace, sweet peace, the gift of God. On the third verse, let's sing when Jesus says, Lord, I had crowned. When Jesus as Lord I had crowned, my heart with this peace did abound. In him the rich blessing I found, sweet peace, the gift of God's love. In Jesus for peace I abide, and as I keep close to his side, there's nothing but peace doth betide, sweet peace, the Jesus, we thank you. You came to make peace by the blood of your cross, and then you preached peace to those who were far off and to those who were near. We thank you that we have heard you speak peace to our hearts, Lord. There is no rest to the wicked, but we thank you that your precious blood was shed, and we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ being justified by faith. And we thank you also for the peace of God that passes understanding, that fills our hearts. We thank you, Lord Jesus, you have come to speak peace to the heathen, to speak peace to the nations, to all who will hear that wonderful word of hope and salvation. Hallelujah. We open our hearts to you tonight. We thank you for peace. What marvelous, What a marvelous work you have wrought to bring us into peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Once more. Peace, peace, sweet peace, wonderful gift from above. Oh, wonderful, wonderful peace, sweet peace, the gift. Chorus that we've sung over the years at home sometimes, and it's really an old timer, kind of a little ditty, I guess you would say. It says, "Oh, glory, 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 glory to the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah, I am saved, and I'm so glad I am." Kind of have to smile when you sing that, right? "Oh, glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah, I am saved and bound for the happy land." And, let's see. There's one guy in my church, one of the kids, he said, "Brother Eddie, you really could retire that one." So I have to look around. I don't think he's here tonight. There's a verse that goes through the days of the week. It says, "On Sunday I am happy, on Monday full of joy, on Tuesday I have peace within that nothing can destroy. On Wednesday and on Thursday I'm walking in the light. On Friday it is heaven below. And Saturday is always bright." I still remember a meeting. It was on a Friday night. We usually have Friday meeting at home. And we sang that. And so I got up and I said, "Did you notice what it says about Friday? Today's Friday. It says, Friday, it is heaven below. Saturday is always bright. Look what you have to look forward to tomorrow." And anyway, the meeting went on. We were rejoicing in the Lord. And then something a little troubling happened in that meeting, I remember, toward the end, and I think maybe my peace was a little ruffled, and I think it was Brother Gus who came to me at the altar service, and he puts his hand on me and says, "Is it still heaven below?" I think that it was either you or Walter. I think it was you. And the answer is yes, by faith, of course. The peace of God that passes all understanding keeps our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So, oh glory, 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 oh glory to the Lamb. Oh hallelujah, I am saved and I'm so glad I am. Oh glory, 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 oh glory to the Lamb. Oh hallelujah, I am saved and bound for the happy land. On Sunday I am happy, on Monday full of joy. On Tuesday I have peace within that nothing can destroy. On Wednesday and on Thursday I'm walking in the light. Oh, Friday it is heaven below, and Saturday is always bright. Oh, glory, 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 oh, glory to the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah, I am saved and I'm so glad I am. Oh, glory, 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 oh, glory to the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah, I am saved and bound for the happy land. Oh, glory, 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 oh, glory to the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah, I am saved and I'm so glad I am. Oh, glory, 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 oh, glory to the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah, I am saved and bound for the happy land. So if any of you younger folks think that's pretty bad, how about this? Brother Gardner used to sing this second verse. let's see if I can remember it, because I kind of retired that one as soon as I heard it. Oh, once I was a sinner far from God, but now I am supported by His rod and staff and word. Upon the rock I'm standing, no more I sink in mire. I'm going now to trust in Him until He says, come higher. Oh, glory, 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 oh, glory to the Lamb, oh, hallelujah. I am saved and I'm so glad I am. Oh, glory, 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 oh, glory to the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah, I am saved and bound for the happy land. You know, sometimes it's good to sing a song like that. Something comes into your life to get you down, and maybe it's some real trouble, but you look away to the Lord. Maybe you have to deal with it too, but in your heart you say, Lord, just keep me. Keep me in your peace. Keep me looking to you. I know you're the one who can give me the victory. I know you're the one who can solve this difficulty. Oh, I'm thankful that I'm your child. I'm glad I belong to you. I'm saved by the blood. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. But you took away my sins. Hallelujah. I am saved. And you gave me eternal life and fellowship with you. Don't let anything come in the way to cloud that relationship, that bright sunlight of heaven. Heaven below. That's Friday, today. Friday, it is heaven below. Right, Brother Gus? At least right now. No, all day long. Praise the Lord. And so, Lord, we just want to thank you with all our hearts for this first week of the camp season that's almost finished now. We thank you for, we believe it's been a good start. Your presence has been manifested in such a wonderful way. The rich blessing that you have poured out upon us, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you that you touched us and called us and worked response in our hearts to you. And you have helped us to seek your face and understand that you are also seeking us and longing for our hearts' fellowship and devotion to you. Lord, we just thank you that you have so drawn us in these few days at the outset of this season. We don't want to fail to be grateful and to express it to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you. Bless these who are having to leave us tomorrow. Lord, we thank you for each of their lives, and we thank you that as we go from this place, we take you with us. Oh God, we thank you that you are with each one. You have said you will never leave and you will never forsake. You don't forget your own, but rather you are concerned about everything that concerns them, about every detail of their lives. We thank you for that. And we just pray that as they go, you will cause them to be very conscious of your love for them, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Let them know your overshadowing presence and your undergirding arms, the eternal God, their refuge, Lord. Give journeying mercies, we pray, and carry your work, your glorious and gracious work, forward in each heart and life. We thank you, Lord. Bless each of these who has been with us, O God, the little ones too. We just thank you for our children. Thank you for these precious children that you've brought to us this week. And we just want to pray your rich blessing upon them. We think of how in your word you said, let them come. Don't forbid them. I open my heart, I open my arms to them. And it says that you took them up in your arms and laid your hands upon them and blessed them. And Lord, we believe you've been doing that this week. And we believe you will continue to do that for them as we commit them to your tender, loving care. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, we love you. Bless those who've joined us today. Come to them in the time that they're here, Lord, and lay your hand upon them. Speak to their hearts. Shine into their minds and hearts, Lord. Let your light shine. Let your love flow. Let your life be manifested, Lord, to each one and among us as your people here. Hallelujah. We want to pray a special blessing on Brother Kenny as he comes to minister to the Lord and to his people here. We just want to pray that you will lay your hand upon him. Give him your strength, Lord. Give him your anointing. Give him your thoughts. Give him your words. Give him your faith, Lord. We thank you for our precious brother and his faithful ministry, his loving ministry, Lord. We thank you for the way you have revealed the truth of your word and of your heart to him. And we just want to pray that you'll bless him at this time. Pour in a rich blessing to his own soul, Lord. Let him be refreshed and strengthened in the Lord, encouraged in you. Hallelujah. Bless his family, Lord. We know quite a number of them are coming with him, not just his wife and children, but his parents, Lord. Refresh them and strengthen them, Lord, and also other members of his family that are coming along. We just pray your rich blessing upon all of them and everyone who will be here in the coming days. And Lord, we do want to remember the campers, those who are gathered in the cottage, the counselors as well, and in the village. Lord, we thank you so much for what we heard about last night's meeting in the village. But we know that you are with them all the time and you are working in these precious hearts and lives. And we just want to ask you to come to everyone. Lay your hand on each one. Let your spirit move each time they gather together. Let your word go forth. But all throughout the day, Lord, we just thank you that you are ministering to these children that you brought here. We believe that they are here by your appointment in this, your camp, Lord. This is your camp. We've devoted this camp to you, Lord, and we know that you want to be glorified here. And so we who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. Let God be magnified in Pilgrim Camp in these days, Lord, in this session, and then throughout this whole season, we pray. Just again, Lord, we just can't thank you enough and want to say from the depths of our heart, thank you for the start that you've given us. Thank you, Lord. And we just believe that it's going to become more glorious and your presence shall be more greatly manifested. And throughout this season, you will have your way. Oh, Lord, we pray that you will have your way. We could ask you for so many things, but the best thing would be if you would accomplish all your loving design and fulfill all your will this season in all of our hearts and lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.